您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 No 做 no die， Is this phrase English or Chinese? Well, a generation of Chinese people have devoted a large part of their academic lives to studying English, but that doesn't mean everyone can or at least want to speak good English. So in the Chinese internet world, certain English words have taken on a life of their own. 很多人在上学期间呢花了大量时间学英语，但这并不意味着每个人都能说出流利的英语，所以有些人决定另辟蹊径，发明了像 no 做 no die 这样的 Chinglish 短语。 So first of all, how many such words and phrases are there?
Well, there seems to be a lot. And every time when one of my Chinese friends throw one of these sayings at me, it just makes me laugh. And when sometimes my American friend, he's actually really good at Chinese and he uses some of these phrases too. And I think he can immediately make a truckload of Chinese friends whenever he does it because he sounds very localized.This is something that Chinese people have the humor to do, I have to say.
Well, I think it's just poking fun at something that everyone's had to experience to varying degrees of success. And unfortunately, the majority has actually, you know, not come out of their educational years with a firm grasp of the language. And so I think a lot of this is just kind of, in a sense, taking the power back, right? Saying, you know what? I don't need to speak good English because...It doesn't really matter anymore. And so what we see is just this whole phenomenon of turning English education on its head and purposely just coming up with just ridiculous, words and phrases that, to me, I have no idea what any of these mean.
Even for you, John.
It's just you have to have the Chinese linguistic basis to understand what these English words mean. The first one, which I do like very much, is give you some color to CC,
right,
John.
This is really old. Though. I mean, I encountered this back when I was in 2004 when I first came to China. But some of these are a bit more more recent, like no zuo no dai. And it's just so funny because to me this sounds like no pain no gain, right? But
it's
but in fact it's the exact
opposite.
Yeah. And so whenever I see this, I'm like, oh yeah, no zuo no dai. Okay, yeah, let's go do it. Like, oh no, that's okay. Never mind.
Yeah, and there's this really great antithetical couplet of the word. So it's no zuo no dai. Why you try? And no try no high. Give me five and let. Let it go. Okay, it doesn't really make that much sense, but it's for any Chinese person, I think when you read it, it's just so funny. Oh, excuse me.
Koei shared this other phrase, people mountain, people sea. That's old, that a lot of people know that.
Yeah, or you can't, you up. 你行你上. I like it. You know, you have to say it with a lot of emotion and make it forceful to make any sense out of it.
What about you have to down son? No, so does anyone have that idea?
No, that just sounds like, you know, you're saying that someone has Down syndrome or something, which can be...
But it actually means that you really know your stuff. You possess real skill.
One of my favorites from this list is from when Jackie Chan tried to explain to a foreign police officer what happened at a traffic accident. One car come, one car go, two car pung pung, one car died. I love that.
Yeah, that is in the Jackie Chan movie. And to give you more example and more hilarious example of what this kind of Chinglish is like, we've actually had a song which is adapted from, I think it's a military-styled song, one of those patriotic songs. But it has been given a English translation, but a Chinglish-style English translation. Let's take a listen. Okay, I don't think we should play this for too long. Otherwise, people will start wondering what's happening to us. You know, have we all lost our minds or something? But
well, I have to say the singing technique being displayed here is definitely top-notch. But,
really?
Xiaohua, I need your help to explain to me what the lyrics mean a little bit here.
Okay, so I think the first word is say a word in heart, which means 说句心里话.
Oh, a direct translation
yeah,
from
and
the Chinese
I
lyrics.
I think my home too, 我也想家, you know, something like that. Actually, that's not very hard to understand
if you put the
Chinese together with
it. No, it really isn't. I mean, if you can see the Chinese with the English, it does make sense. And it's funny because, like, my first sense is like, oh, actually, you know, that makes some kind of sense. But then if you think about it for a second, you look at it, no, this actually, none of this really makes all that much sense, unfortunately, in English at least.
No.
Yeah. So it's something that, I don't know the linguistic term for it, but it is, I think, Chinese sort of migrating into English. And it's not really the kind of English that native speakers would use, but
it's as far away from native English as possible. And this is what I think is actually quite interesting, because a lot of what it is taking English words but using Chinese grammar, which is what happens when people are learning a second language. Certainly, I mean, one of the hard things from going to English to Chinese for me is that the grammar structures are very, very different. And if I try to use an English grammar structure, it makes no sense whatsoever. And so I think that's kind of what the interesting thing is here is, like I said before, it's like people who obviously have a very low grasp of English, or perhaps actually they have a high grasp of English, but then just want to make fun of it somehow. And so I think that really, again, it's kind of like an empowering thing that people are doing, an empowering meme saying, again, like, I don't need to speak good English. You know, I don't need all those 12 years that everyone was telling me that it's important. Well, it's not important. So now I'm just going to have a laugh.
I have to say empowerment is a good term here. And it sounds so liberating for people, especially us who studied English in China for so many years. And finally, you can grasp that power that's supposed to be in your hands and sort of make fun out of it. That is not a bad idea. But I think the problem comes when it's people who don't really have a firm grasp of the language and use it in a semi-formal or formal context, or just forget what is the correct usage. That could be a little bit of a problem.
I just think it'd be really fun to take that military song in the English, the Chinglish, and just do it like as if it was like a poem presentation at some beatnik bar or something. Say a word in heart. I think my home too. Often think my mother is in white hair. Say a word in heart. I have love to you.
Yeah,
often think a sleeper. Come. You know? I think that's funny.
Okay.